Okay, one announcement. I hope everything's been done honestly here, but I've been told that someone took a poll of the guys and they wanted to have more bechinas, less than each bechina, rather than fewer bechinas and more on each bechina. So if someone's lying on your behalf, now's your chance to try. But if that is true, then we're going to break for bechina at the end of Siman Kuf Pei Tes, because that's the most logical place to break. Anyway, unless someone comes and tells me that someone scammed me, we're going to break after Siman Kuf Pei Tes for Chazara and Bechina, which means that we'll have to see how many shurim we have this week till we finish Siman Kuf Pei Tes. See how long it takes us to finish Siman Kuf Pei Tes. So let's leave that as a question mark for now. But when we finish Kuf Pei Tes, we'll break for Chazara. And then Bechina on Kuf Pei Gimel through Kuf Pei Tes. And that's a great question. Let's see when the last shiur is. It's got to be a little shorter for Chazara each time. So let's say a week and a half. Okay. If I recall correctly, we left off just in the middle of someone taking down a mountain next to us and being disturbed by the noise and feeling like, you know, there's an earthquake. And we also left off in the middle of Siman Kuf Pei Tes. Yeah, exactly where we left off. Okay, we left off in the middle of Siman Kuf Pei Tes. We had done these complicated sefirim. And now we're up to Siv Tes Zayin. If I recall correctly, we finished Siv Tes Vav. We're up to Siv Tes Zayin. And Siv Tes Zayin is not so exciting. Meaning, it's exciting. It just flows from what we've seen until now. Kayotzi Bazet, Dinak Yerz, this is Rosh Chodeshim. Similar to Akira of Haflag is Akira of Rosh Chodesh, same principles, and it's true, really is the same principles. Shouldn't be confusing to us. Keitzad ha'isa regila l'ras Rosh Chodesh v'avar le'Rosh Chodesh v'lo rasa. She always saw in Rosh Chodesh or any other month, day of the month, that's just an example. And Rosh Chodesh past she didn't see. Choshesh is Rosh Chodesh. She is Choshesh for the next Rosh Chodesh. Ad she avar le'shlosh Rosh Chodesh until she misses on three Rosh Chodeshes, then it's nekar l'gamri. Avar le'shlosh Rosh Chodesh v'lo rasa. Then ain't a choshesh lam, because it was nekar three times. And the Shach points out the similar thing would happen if she just... And then she goes back a year later, 2 years later, however long later, and sees a Rosh Chodesh again. Then it gets resurrected, as we know, Orach Bezmano, but resurrection of Bestos. And as the Shach points out here, what we should know on our own by now, that if, meanwhile, she had seen on three Hays or three Tesvavs or three Chav Gimels, then you empty the recycle bin and Rosh Chodesh doesn't come back. But if, meanwhile, she had seen just on different days, even she got three different days, but all random days, and she never covered anything instead, she wasn't covered anything instead, then Rosh Chodesh is still waiting to be resurrected. Okay, this is Pesachim Tshuva here about what happens if she gets pregnant in the middle, but maybe we'll chazer that when we get to the halachas of a pregnant woman for Vestos, because he's referring to information that we haven't seen yet. Okay, there's another Pesachim Tshuva, a little bit obscure. We'll leave it at this. So hopefully we now have a pretty good grasp, at least when we chazer, a pretty good grasp on the halachos of calendrical Vestos, because the next two sort of units in Siman Kuf Pei Tes are, how about Vestos that have to do with physical things, not with days on the calendar, but things that happen, and which women are called the Shalachos Dam, and we don't have to worry about Vestos. Before we go on to Sif Yud Zayin, which is really the next unit, I just want to chazer some machlokos, which... I just want to chazer some machlokos about that someone came to ask me about, I forget who it was, maybe it was Yehuda, about Rosh Chodesh. They mentioned Rosh Chodesh here a lot. And Rosh Chodesh, as you know in Judaism, is a little tricky on the calendar because Rosh Chodesh could be Lamed or Rosh Chodesh could be Aleph. So what do we mean here by Rosh Chodesh? So here we have a fundamental machlokes, what we mean by Rosh Chodesh between, let's say, the Prisha, the Bach, the, let's say, the,
Here we have the Prisha and the Urcha Shulchan, he fought with the Prisha versus the Bach and Rov Achronim.
The Urcha Shulchan here, he gives a whole scientific explanation in Se'if Chavches of our Simon in the Urcha Shulchan Se'ifim. He says he thinks that whatever you see on Aleph. Let's say there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. You saw on Aleph, next month you have Tichos for both days Rosh Chodesh. You see on Lamed, next month you have Tichos for both days Rosh Chodesh. See 3 Rosh Chodesh in a row, from then on you have Tichos for all days Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because he says all of Rosh Chodesh is one chalos. There is no Lamed and Aleph. I mean, there is a happening of Flagas, but in terms of the day of the month, Lamed and Aleph are the same thing. And he says, what's the Vart? The Vart is that the day is, it's not that some months are 29, some months are 30. The month goes by the moon, which is always 29 and a half. So it's like there's 1.5 at the beginning of the month. Sometimes that's expressed as 1, sometimes as 2. He thinks that what that means is that since the Rosh Chodesh is basically 1.5 days Rosh Chodesh, just sometimes it comes out to 1, sometimes it comes out to 2, there's 1 Chalos Rosh Chodesh. And he says that's Madoik and Lulash and the Poskin. They always say Rosh Chodesh. Why doesn't anyone say Aleph? Because there's a Chalos Rosh Chodesh. So he said, all Rosh Chodesh is 1 day. And therefore, there's just Beses, the Rosh Chodesh, and there are 29 possibilities. Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, etc., Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, Chav Tes, and Rosh Chodesh. However, whether it's a 28, 24, or 48-hour day. That's the Shita that the Orcha Shulchan Machriya. That is not the Minhag HaOlam or the opinion of most poskim. The Minhag HaOlam, the opinion of most poskim. Yeah?
There's only 1 year
Rosh
Chodesh that's
end,
the day also for it?
No, no, no. However, Rosh Chodesh is 1.5 days, which sometimes ends up being 1, sometimes ends up being 2. It's only what's called Rosh Chodesh. Whatever is called Rosh Chodesh is 1 day.
And it's just like an average. Now it's 2 days and one day. That's just the average.
Correct. Correct. That is obviously Machmir in terms of Bestos. Because if I see once on Aleph, the next month I have to be Poresh for 2 days for the Bestos. But he says, okay, it's Rosh Chodesh. Says that's a Doik and Losh in the Poskim. It is a little Medoik and Losh in the Poskim. The question is, how much of Medoik and Losh in the Poskim? Because, you know, maybe they just said Rosh Chodesh is an easy way to say something. They didn't necessarily mean to teach us Chidushim. So the Bach and most Achronim say that there are other possibilities also. This, the Bach and most Achronim say that, no, that 2 possibilities. They say it depends. Minas Stam. Aleph is Aleph. Unless you have evidence to make a Chalos Rosh Chodesh, he admits halfway to the Prisha and the Urcha Shulchan. It's good also, I mean, the Bach here, it's good in the Urcha Shulchan here, good in many Achronim. He says, what happens? If you see, he says, Stam Aleph equals Aleph. Stam Lamed equals Lamed. If you have evidence of a chalos Rosh Chodesh, then it equals a chalos Rosh Chodesh. He admits that if you prove that it's Rosh Chodesh, there's such thing as Rosh Chodesh. But minastam, we assume a day is a day. What does that mean? Let me give you an example. And it gets a little more complicated, but this is good enough. For example, if she sees Aleph, if she sees on Aleph Nisan, then she's Purish on Aleph Iyar. If she sees on Lamed Tishrei, then let me say this just better. 1 second. Don't ask what you're going to ask yet. If she sees on Lamed Cheshvan, then she's Poresh on Lamed Kislev. Like if there's a Lamed Cheshvan, there must be a Lamed Kislev. For example, or if she sees on Lamed Shvat, an leap year, she's Poresh Lamed Adar Aleph. Okay, if she sees Aleph, then she's Kavua only lit. Okay, but if we know there's a mix, says the Bach, we admit if we know there's a mix, let's say she sees Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Obviously, I don't mean
Lamed and Aleph 2 days in a row. I mean, months, you know, Aleph, Lamed a month later, Aleph a month later.
Then she's Kavua Le Salos Rosh Chodesh. Now she's proven that it's Rosh Chodesh for her. Right? So he admits, if he was, if we need to believe it's Rosh Chodesh, we'll admit to the Patricia that then the Arach HaShulchan that's Rosh Chodesh, but Min Hastam, you don't need to get there. And since most of our women nowadays don't have Kavua, they only have a Kavua, which means a Stam Lamed, you don't have to worry about it. A Stam Aleph, you don't have to worry about it.
He also says, what if you have Aleph Lamed?
Then, and here also,
if it's Aleph and Lamed, you have to suspect it might be working towards the pattern of Rosh Chodesh. So basically, if you have a mix of Aleph and Lamed, then you have to suspect it's all of Rosh Chodesh. But if you don't have a mix, if you have pure Aleph, pure Lamed, then you don't have to worry. That's how we paskin like the Bach and the other Achronim, which means, let's assume, let's take the case of Betza She'eno Kavua, right, which is more common nowadays. So what does it mean, L'maisa?
L'maisa. Betza She'eno Kavua that happened once. If she sees an Aleph Nisan, she's only Choshesh for Aleph Iyar. If she sees on Lamed Cheshvan, she's only Choshesh for Lamed Kislev. But,
Yehuda, what are you curious about? What if she sees on? Right. What if she sees on Lamed Nisan? Right. There is no Lamed Iyar. Sheikh comes to go back. It'll be different, but as of now, right, what if she sees on Lamed Nisan? Then what does she do? So here, the Bade Shulchan in the page Kufches at the top of the Biurim brings out three opinions from the Achron on what to do in this case. Meaning, what are the pre-Archa Shulchan topics? You just Choshesh for Aleph Siva, because Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh. But what if we don't pass that way? So he brings out three opinions. He brings out a suffix from the Pre-Dea and his own opinion. What are the three opinions he brings down? The top, the top of page, the page Kuf Ches and Biurim, which is also Simen Kuf Pei Tes Seif Yud Gimel Biurim Dirumaskel Chosheshes Leechad Biur. Okay, what are his three possibilities? One possibility is, in this case, since we have no choice, we admit that it just has to go to Rosh Chodesh because it should go to Lamed Iyar. There is no Lamed Iyar, so it goes to Aleph Siva. The other possibility, he says, is maybe it goes to Chavtes Iyar. Maybe we're just Chosheish for the last day of the month. And he himself thinks that we actually skip a month and it goes to Lamed Siva. Meaning, how many days later is this? This would be the 29 days later. This would be 30 days later, and this would be 59 days later. Okay, so this is the next Lamed. So the next day to come up for Lamed. So it's 2 months from now in Lamed. L'maisa, of course, in normal circumstances, you know, I'm not talking to someone who had Re'iyah and Chav or something, we'd be Chosheish for Chav Tes Iyar anyway because of Onabedus. Right? That's 29 days later, 30th day. And those are Machmir, which we're not. For the Chachosada would also Chosheish for Aleph Siman as another possible one of the things. Aleph Lamaisa, what do we do? Nira that. Correct, he says it's obviously if you both own a Beit Hasis, and now he also adds 59 days later on Lamed Siman, that's the next Lamed. It's an interesting question. What do you do in this case?
According to the
you'd have the same question according to the Shach, was the onabeinus, right? Before there'd have to be an onabeinus, and it would have to be one of these two things, but we wouldn't be sure which. Anyway, halacha l'maisa nira vestos adrabanan, vestos she'enu kavua is very kal drabanan, and therefore, since you have one onabeinus anyway, so you're going to be keeping one of these anyway because of onabeinus, so that's good enough. And you can be Makel, not that we're Machria, which one it is, but since you're going to be keeping this for Onabeinus anyway, then you can be Makel not to keep the other ones.
Okay.
Right.
On the bainus anyway. What's on the bainus anyway, then there's no need to be machmer on a suffek or vese she'enu kavua, and we can be yotzei with that. Kach nirol and yisbaiti. Okay, so that's a calendrical conundrum.
We say a pattern for aleph lamed aleph, then you have to be pushed for all things we call rosh.
Yes, all things. In that case, it's all things we call rosh chodesh. Meaning he admits that when you have a mixture, then you have to be machmer for all rosh chodesh. Okay, let's go. Yeah.
Going back to the question, that their push is that each month is 29 and a half days, meaning, and that's what the cycle is based on, based on the moon?
No, they just push it the way we build our kit. We know that, obviously, it's based on something. But the way we build our, what they're saying is the way we build on calendar, there's our calendar, there's really one day called Rosh Chodesh. It's just sometimes 2 days long. And why? I mean, the preacher doesn't say this. The preacher doesn't deny it. You know, says because no, that's Rosh Hashanah. The second day is base. No one thinks that's. If that's what yeah, exactly, sort of like that. Anyway, that's the Orcha Shulchan thinks. You know, he thinks it's scientific. Whether it's scientific or not, it could still be halachic. Okay, let's move on to Sif Yud Zayin. Here we get into vestos of physical things. But of course, as we know, there are two different kinds of physical vestos. One kind of physical vestos is discussed in Sifim Yud Zayin Yud Ches, and one is discussed in Sifim Yud Tes through Chavav. What's the difference between them?
Whether
it's something you do, you choose to do, or whether it's something that happens automatically, right? Here, don't be confused by the words. Something you choose to do is called onus. Even though you're using your bechira chafshis, right? We're not looking at you. We're looking at you. Burping and flatulating is onus, and jumping is ratzon. But we're not looking at you. We're looking at your inner organs. Do your inner organs work on their own, or do you force your inner organs to do something? So onus means the person used their, she, woman, used her bechira to force her body to do something. That's why it's called onus. All right, just don't get confused. Onus means the person used their bechira to force their body into something and didn't let their body work on its own. So, kovesa shenech machmas onus, any vest that comes to an onus through doing an action, gocha kafzav rasa, like, for example, jumping, a fila rasa bo kama pa'amin, even if she saw many times, like three in a row or more, in low cover some of the yam, if they weren't on specific days, ain't no veses. It doesn't count as a veses shem. If they ones rasa, because it was only through ones, veses kfitza slash veses machmas ones is not kavua. It only becomes like a veses she'enu kavua. Okay, this is the big machlokes rishonim, as you noticed from the Beis Yosef. It depends how you interpret the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. It's, you know, again, these two kinds of vestos are in two different places. The vestos later on of things happening automatically in your body is on Daf Samach Gimel. The vestos of you doing something and forcing your body, called ones, you using your bechira to be ma'anix your body, that's on Daf Yud Aleph in the Gemara, not discussed in Mishnayos. Amrav Huna Kafsa Baratza Kafsa Baratza Kafsa Baratza Kavala Vestos. Okay, sounds like there's a kfias vestos for kfitza. The Gemara asks, Lamai. Elam el yamim tafri yamim. El kfitzos? Is it for kfitzos? What about this brisa that says that you're not kobeir for kfitzos? The Gemara answers, you're not kobeir for kfitzos, only for kfitzos with yamim. That's what we call murka, combined. It's a machlokes rishonim, how to read this answer of the Gemara when the Gemara says, whatever is machmas ones is not kava veses, rather it's only kava veses l'yamim l'kfitzos. Only kava veses l'yamim l'kfitzos. You know, the machlokes what's going on the brisa, what's going on the funa, but we'll just read it in a simple way. Says the Gemara that lo kava, now that's the quotation mark, I have to write the exact lashon. Lo kava veses l'yam l'chudai l'kvitzas l'chudai o kava la veses l'yam l'kvitzas lo kava veses l'kvitzas l'chudai
Al Kava Vasas Lead Yamim Kulit Ethos. What's the case that this fly in the door is talking about? And this is Machlokas Rishonim. One way of reading it is the case is Kafta Harasa Gimel Pa'amim is not Koveya unless it's on the same day. Who reads the Gemara this way? That's what it means. You can't be Koveya just for Kfitzos. You can only be Koveya if the Kfitzos are on a certain day, like Rosh Chodesh. This is Tosfos and the Rashba and the Rambam. Okay, there's some confusion with Rabban held even out, but some people, both Rabban is saying this, but a lot of times the manuscripts get mixed up in Rambam and Rambam. You know, for later, the Hagos Maimonides is both the Rambam or the Rambam. Sometimes they mix it up. Anyway, Kitzer, this is for sure Tosfos, the Rashba, and the Rambam. What's the other option? The other option is Rashi and the Balamor and the Torah. Is no. The case is Kafta Birosh Chodesh Birasa Gimel Pahamit. Then don't think you're Koveya every time for Kfitza. Since it was only on Rosh Chodesh, you're only Koveya for Kfitzos plus Yamim. And then this is not Koveya for pure Kfitzos, but rather Kfitzos plus Yamim. But Kafta Vibrasa Gimel Pamin is Koveya for Kfitzos. Right? Maybe this line of the Gemara is going on three times on Rosh Chodesh. And then it's telling you something which is not such a big chiddush. If she jumped three times on Rosh Chodesh, and each time on Rosh Chodesh she jumped and saw one, then don't blame the jumping, because maybe it's only jumping on Rosh Chodesh. Reasonable thing to think. But of course she jumped three times on random days. Of course it's a jumping, so it's random days. So when I sat here, it means random days. This is the opinion of Rashi. And the Razak and Valamor and his Hasagos to the Ravid and the Torah. How do we paskin in this machlokas? I must admit, it doesn't really happen all the time nowadays. I have not heard a lot of reports about various types of physical activity causing nida nowadays. The like pizza, etc. I have heard reports of, you know, third-hand reports of women finding a little blood, I don't know if they're true, a little blood after doing all kinds of strenuous physical activities. But again, now since nowadays our women don't really have hargoshos, so they can find a little blood, that'll be a test them. Test them to be Tilharks, it's very small, etc., as we'll see in some Kupsadi. So Lamaisa, I haven't seen, but maybe once upon a time it was when women had more Hargoshos, so when Mamish Gil Hargoshos find a drop of blood after doing some sort of physical activity. Not against the laws of biology. Anyway, halacha, so it doesn't really happen a lot. But if it happens, what the halacha? She sees on random days, right? Not again, when I say Gimel Pa'amim, not on the same day. If she sees on not on the same day, is it Kfiyas or is it not a Kfiyas? So the Torah says it. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? So the Shulchan Aruch says, any Vesa, the Machmas Ones, even if it happened many times, is not a Veses.
The Machaber Haskins, like the Rambam,
not super surprisingly. And that is how we Paskin. Asking against Rashi, against the Torah, pass like the Rambam, that a Veses that's Kavuma, Machmas Ones, cannot count as a Veses Kavuma.
Why?
Maybe we will, what's the later question for a couple of Sifim? But a Veses Machmas Ones cannot be a Veses Kavuma. So what can it be? So as the Rambam says, we call Makam Choshesh Lot Mol Veses She'enu Kavuma. It counts as a Veses She'enu Kavuma. Even if it happens three times, it counts the Vesa She'enu Kavua. Now,
Here we have an interesting question. If it happens three times, it counts as a veses she'eno kavua. What if it happens once? In a regular veses, it happens three times kavua. If it happens once or twice, it's eino kavua. In a veses machmas ones veses kvitza, if it happens three times, it's only eino kavua. That's the first round. What if it happens one time? So how do we paskin? If it happens three times, equals veses she'eino kavua l'kvitza. Again, without different dates, right? That's what I mean. Different dates. If it was the same day, that would be a different story. What if it happens once? Okay, once. I mean, I'm shy of talking different days. Happens once. Is it also eino kavua? Or should we even die? It can eat three, just like it goes down a level of three times because eino kavua goes down, and one time becomes nothing. Okay, that's not mefurish here. The Shach in Sifkat Mem Ches discusses this, and he points out that v'niralidlo asal fukishen shusha lachush lachol pa'am shetikvots kishalo irakin shalosh pa'amim. And then he explains himself.
Is this being closer to the other sheet, essentially?
No.
Why does the shaft and the task feel necessary to bring all the other sheet before the bunch of math and come on? Why assume that
he should be closer to one? No, the Taz only brings this because he has in Sifkat Lamed Beis, he has a question that's not really a very good question. But nonetheless, he wants to ask it and answer it. The Shach from all the Rishonim who argue? That's something else. That's another detail. Okay, what happens if it's one says the Shach in Sifkat Mem Ches, that he says the Shach, Sifkat Mem Ches. Shach, Sifkat Mem Ches, that if it happens once, no Shash at all. Or pizza. Now, it happens once, it has to happen on a day, right? Pick a day. Cut bait, right? No shash at all for day of the month, meaning if she jumps on cut bait and sees once, she's not even in a kavua for jumping. And if she jumps next time, she doesn't host at all. Not even in a kavua. She's also not in income for chaf beis. If she next chaf beis comes, then she doesn't have to worry at all. She's only eino kavua, or what we call morkav, right? Morkav literally means kavai. It's still not in Hebrew, it means the same thing. She has, like my esper, right? Morkav is a bad thing, kavai species. Meaning, if she jumps on that day of month again. That's the Shach's Pshat. So jumping is very, very cow. And that makes a lot of sense. Why? Because it always goes down a level. So jumping even three times would be in a kavua. So once you don't host at all. But jumping three times in a chabez and seeing would be kavua. So if she jumps on chabez once, she has to be hosted. Next time she jumps on chabez. She just doesn't jump on chabez. Okay. Meaning, what do I mean? Let's just make the example. The Shach makes its examples. I don't know if it's funny, whatever. Tafsa be Rosh Chodesh be Rasa. Next pizza on another day is nothing. Next Rosh Chodesh without pizza is nothing. That's sort of a chiddush. You might have said, well, maybe just not believe Rosh Chodesh. No, but next pizza, Mirosh Chodesh, that's Besa She'eno Kavua. So basically, the next time she jumps on Rosh Chodesh, she has to keep it as a Vesa Sheinu Kavua. But even if 4 years later, but next time she jumps, doesn't worry at all. Next time she has Rosh Chodesh, doesn't worry at all.
Would it not work the same way? Let's say she jumps on Rosh Chodesh right before Nates. So which one does she keep? The same way, it's like, would she keep the rest of the night? Or would she start?
She would keep the rest of the night. I mean, if she jumps on Rosh Chodesh and bleeds before Nates, she would just keep the rest of the night. Oh, you mean she jumped on Rosh Chodesh and bled?
Or didn't believe it. She doesn't
know. I mean, the truth is, it's going day and night. Right? If she jumped on the day of Rosh Chodesh and bled, then if she jumps again on the night of Rosh Chodesh, she doesn't have to keep it because that's a different time. But let's see. Let's give a good example of Leah. She jumped on the day of Rosh Chodesh and bled. 2-3 months later, she jumps a minute before Shkia on Rosh Chodesh. The answer is, we'll see, it's a little more complicated. But the simple job is she only has to keep the next minute.
Even though it's caused by her, it's not your body.
Now. Yes, so we'll see that will be a little controversial, but at least let's think that for now. Okay, but I see where you're coming from, and we'll get to it soon. I should have just said I'm not going to answer. We'll get to it soon.
Is there, in this case, could you have a tier for public students also?
Yes, you absolutely could. And we'll get to that in a moment. Okay, so let's go by Jer a little and finish up Gizayin. Kafts of Arasa, Kafts of Arasa, Kaval of Veses, Liyamim, Below Kfitzos. What does that mean? It's not supposed to mean anything to us yet. Ketzad. Kafts of Be'echav Shabbos. Okay, so here, we need some background. Shmuel, you'll help with the background. You'll provide background?
Yes.
Just like you, we're talking according to our, the way we paskin l'halach. The way we paskin l'halacha, let's just give some examples. Kafta v'rosh chodesh v'rasa, kafta v'chaf v'rasa, kafta v'gimel v'rasa. She has v'esa she'eino kavua l'kfitza. Right? Because, what is the next case? Kafta Rosh Chodesh V'Rasa, Kafta Rosh Chodesh V'Rasa, Kafta Rosh Chodesh V'Rasa. Now she has Veses Kavua L'Kfitza V'Rosh Chodesh. More Kav of Yamim and Kfitza. Okay, that's also this. Here's the tricky part. What about Kafta? Is it Rosh Chodesh? No, Mashana. He actually uses haplagos, right? Well, whatever. Kafta v'rosh chodesh v'rasa. Kafta v'rosh chodesh v'rasa. Kafta v'erev rosh chodesh v'rasa v'rosh chodesh. Here it's a little tricky. Kafta v'erev rosh chodesh v'rasa v'rosh chodesh. How do you view this? One way of viewing it is, well, let's have another case.
Kafza v'rosh chodesh v'rasa. Kafza v'rosh chodesh v'rasa. Lo kafza v'rosh chodesh v'rasa.
Then what happens? Igloy most of the kfitza was coincidence. It's just a
beses kavua v'rosh chodesh.
So igloy most of the kfitza is irrelevant. Here's a funny case. Kafza v'rosh chodesh v'rasa. Kafza v'rosh chodesh v'rasa. And she didn't jump on Rosh Chodesh Nisroa, but she jumped Erev Rosh Chodesh. So do we say, well, Kvitza de Esmol is irrelevant. Yesterday's Kvitza is, you know, yesterday's newspaper, and it's just the glowing Melsus Rosh Chodesh. Or do we say, oh, no, there's a concept called Kvitza de Esmol Garamla. Yesterday's Kvitza can count. And therefore, it's really Kvitza on Rosh Chodesh. It's just that the Kvitza is allowed to be yesterday. Okay, that might be two lashonos in the Gemara at the end of that sugya. I mean, that's the only thing left in that sugya, and dafid alef amud aleph. The lishna kama is very clear. What does lishna kama say? Amar Rav Ashi, kigon shekafatz b'chad b'shabbos chazoi, v'kafatz b'chad b'shabbos chazoi, u'b'shabbos kafatz v'lo chazoi, u'l'chad b'shabbos chazoi v'lo kfitza. This exact case.
Mao the same Igloy Milslo Afraid, except that they're using a Shavua slash Flugga. Mao Tame Igloy Milslo Afraid, Yom Yom. You might have thought it proves it's the Yom and the Kvitsa is irrelevant. Kamashalan, the Kvitsa Nami, Esrol Gorma. It's the Kvitsa of Esmol Couch. You didn't see an Erev Rosh Chodesh because you need Kvitsa Rosh Chodesh, but the Kvitsa of Erev Rosh Chodesh can stay in the refrigerator and count on Rosh Chodesh. So this is definitely Lishna Kama
of the Gemara. Says pizza the esmol garma, and therefore she has a densus kavua likfitza hirosh chodesh.
Except the kfitza can be one day beforehand and still count.
Vestus kavua for kfitza hirosh chodesh. Regardless of this kitzur, that will take out all in the kavus. Like now she doesn't have to kavush just for. She has a vestus kavua for kfitza and yom.
If she has a no, if she has a vesis kavur for something that happens automatically, it takes out everything else. But if she has a vesis kavur for something that's volitional, that depends on her bechira, then since she could decide never to jump again, and obviously she would still get a period. I mean, let's assume she decides never to jump again the rest of her life. That means she'll never get a period the rest of her life. No, that's ridiculous. So therefore, she would sell a bona bainanis. That was Mephurish and Kafe Dalet and Lachoro, everything else. Okay. Now, that's Lishna Kama. Then there's Lishna Basra. Lishna Achrina, Amar of Huna, et cetera, Amar of Ashi. The Kafetz, Bechabeshabes, Bechazoi, Bulachad, Beshabes. Okay, there's a gear station here. There's a girsa issue in the Lishna Achrina. Two girsas. What are the two girsas? They both have the same psak. One girsa is Kafsa. I'm going to put Rosh Chodesh, even though that's not the case. Okay. Didn't bother you if I just use later. Okay. The Rasa. Kafsa versus Chodesh for Rasa. Lo kafta, birth kodesh for rasa. And then what happens? Betas kavua, the rosh kodesh greater. That's one girsa. In which case, it's not a chiddush at all. Right? Right? In which case, according to this girsa, it's not against the lishna kama. Yes, it's against the Lishna Kama in terms of what Rav Huna said and what Rav Ashi said. But it's not a machlokas. This is talking about if she didn't jump at all. That's pasha. That's just that case. The second girsa is Kafsa Birosh Kodesh Birasa. The Erev Rosh Kodesh Birasa Birosh Kodesh. And what's the psak? Vesas Kavua. The Rosh Chodesh Greida, in which case it is arguing on the Lishna Kama. Those are the two yourselves. Basically, if you look at our Gemara, the part about jumping on Erev is in parentheses, because some people have it here, some don't. So the question is, and now if there's a machlokas Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra, how do we paskin? What's the rule? We always paskin like Lishna Basra. If it's saying something different, if it's not talking about the case at all. So in which case, that would be a machlokas and psak. Who has which girsa? For example, the Rashba and the Tur have, I got this right. Rashba and the Tur have this girsa. The Rambam and the Ramban have this girsa. How do we paskin? How do we paskin? So let's look at the mechaber. Ketzad, kafta be'echa b'shabas v'rasa dam. Right, she jumped on Sunday and bled. La'achar esrim yom. La'achar esrim yom means what we call haplagas chafetz, right? Meaning after 20 days passed, on the 21 days later, which is the 22nd day. Kafta be'echa b'shabas v'rasa dam. Okay, twice. Meaning a day earlier than you expected. Kafta b'yom haShabbos. she was jumped on Shabbos, but lo rasa da. Achar Shabbos and on echav Shabbos rasa b'lo kvitza. Exactly this case, she just jumped a day early and then saw when we expect her to see. Hare nikva echav Shabbos achar esrim. Her kvius is for Sunday 3 weeks later. Shari noda shayom germ lo kvitza. We see it's the day, not the kvitza. The kvitza is irrelevant. Kvar nikva yom zeh shalosh pa'am kain kol yudas v'zeh. This is the psak of the mechaber. Says the mechaber. Machaber, Mishnah Basra, Lefi Girsa, Achas, says it's a Vesas Kavua, Lerosh Kodesh. Meaning, Machlok is, do we say Kvitz of Esmal Garam or not? This is the Psach of the Machaber. However, and he passed like the Ram and the Ramban. However, who disagrees with the Machaber, Michael? Who disagrees with the Machaber? The Taz? There's no Taz. The Shach and the Gra. I mean, whatever. It's not a fair question. You can make a list of Achronim however long you want. But, you know, who is who abuts the Machaber and disagrees with him? The Shach and the Gra. Right? They say, no, like the other Gersa. And then the Shach here is very confusing. There seems to be some sort of Tal Sofer in the Shach. He says, like, if you want to be Macher, you should be Mekel. It's not clear what he means. L'chora, what he means is, and if you think this is, and the Gras, this is the Macher. Right? The Shach and the Gras say, no, the Shabbos doesn't argue in the Shnekama. Of course, we passed in the Shnekama. No one ever argued on it. Meaning, there are two Girsos, what Rashi said. Two versions, two Lashonos about what Rashi said. They didn't argue, right? When there are two Lashonos about what Rashi says and they don't argue, it's like both of them. Right? So that's Machlokis. Did the Lishnah Basra argue in Lishnah Kamar or did it just discuss a different case? Okay, and the Shach says that if you want to say, well, basically he brings up Rayas to think that our Gersa is more authoritative. And he says, and if the only way he wants to defend the Machaber, maybe the Machaber took that Gersa because it's more machmir, because it makes a Vesas Kavul Rosh Chodesh, which is more machmir, right? Vesas Kavul Rosh Chodesh, you have to be Porsche every Rosh Chodesh. That's more machmir than Vesas Kavul, more Kavul Rosh Chodesh and Kitza. Says, no, it's not really more machmir. Every Kula is a Chomer, every Chomer is a Kula. After all, on the one hand, it's more machmir than Vesas Kavul Rosh Chodesh. There's more machmir. Next 3 months, if she refrains from gymnastics, then she still has to be Porsche. But it's also Mermekel. So the next 3 months she refrained from gymnastics and didn't bleed. Then according to the Mechaber, she lost her vessus and she doesn't have to worry. But according to the Shach and the Gra, no. If 5 months later she jumps over Shkodesh, she does have to worry. So either one is a Chomer and Kula. Halach l'maisa, it is a Machlokes. We paskin, again, I'm skeptical whether it will come up. But Lemaisa, we paskin like the Shach and the Gra. I don't know what they started to do, but we paskin like Shach and the Gra against the Machaber here. That's the way the mainstream Achronim assume that we say Kvitza Despo Garmla. Rosh Nabatsa was not rejecting Lush Dekama, was just talking about something else against this Machaber.
This is only if there's like a day between, let's see.
Give me a second. Agav, the Taz here in Lamed Beis asked a strange question. He says, it's a bit of a stira because the Machaber himself and others said that later on by the burping and the flatulating and the cramps, etc., that we do say the symptom Esfol's Garmla. And then he just answers, he says, no, of course, there's different rules for the Vesas of Ones, Vesas Kvitza versus Vesas Agof, a natural bodily phenomenon. I'm not sure why he thought it was a good question in the first place, but as long as he gives the right answer, we're okay. Now, where do you draw the line here? Right? Yoni wants to know where you draw the line. Yoni's not the only one who wants to know where you draw the line. The Pesach Tshuva discusses this, right? There's some interesting Pesach Tshuvas here. Okay, some of them are a little more obscure. Yudches is a little obscure. Yotess reminds us of, what was it, Sif, all the way to the beginning of this, Sif Gimel. He says, what if it always comes like clockwork 4 hours after the Kvitza? He says, that is the maybe most popular, most simple pshat in the Vesas Shos that we discussed, right? That's, we said the Taz's pshat in Vesas Shos, right? as opposed to Chavos Das and Karmayim Chaim. That is, and the Achron like the Taz of Shana Vesas Shalos. If it always happens 4 hours after the Kvitza, then she only has to worry 4 hours after the Kvitza, which is exactly the Taz of Shana Vesas Shalos, like the Hizli Gemara. It always happened an hour after she told when she got back to town. So she only worried then. Okay, then in the okay, the end of 7 year test, just it's like classic. Kofei Tes Cheshmer says, you also have to take out one of this. Okay, fine. Let's assume we can figure that out on our own. Sitkot and Chaf is Yoni's question.
On that 4 hours after pizza point, if it happens not the next day, so it's either 4 hours after pizza, then that's come up for that.
Well, if it happens 3 times or 4 hours after pizza, not on days, then we pass against only Vesh Shainu Kavua. But okay. The Vesh Shainu Kavua is only for 4 hours after pizza, not for 1 hour after pizza.
Like four
hours after pizza Rosh Chodesh, she would only be us, or 4 hours after pizza Rosh Chodesh.
If she doesn't sleep,
go home and sleep with her husband after pizza as long as less than 4 hours have passed. L'chora, that's a good question. L'chora, after 4 hours, she'd be asur the rest of the Omer. Maybe I take it back. Didn't he say something about Sha'achas, Nekar Sha'achas? Rakhla Ososhano, I take it back. I think it would be only be, again, I forget to do in the minute, the hour, but only that time. Yeah. Okay. Sivkat and Chaf is, and this actually ties into, I'm not sure how much, but then it will tie into some things that we'll get to. Sivkat and Chaf. Va'ayin b'chavos das. Shekasod in kol makom, hayub kol gimel po'amim ba'flagos shavos, kol gimel po'amim kachtu v'yom shekot amar iya, kava v'esas v'yom l'chudayim lo tolina v'kvitsa v'esmol. The Dav Kamrasa based on your feet. Okay. Masha Kosov. Here we are. I'll start. Go backwards because Yoni. Vayim Beno to Yehuda, Tinyana, Sosim, Sadiq, Dav Kamrasa, Esmol Tolin. When Kotza, the Emsaz man, Kodana, Flaga, Kama Yom Loratza, then it doesn't count. Only Esmol, not Shilshom. He says Kama Yomim. Okay. Tuma Yomim counts as Kama Yomim. He says only Esmol, not more than Esmol. That's the he says only Esmol, not Kama Yamin. The Shulchan here brings down that they understand that what he means is only 1 day, not 2 days. So really, the limit is 1 day. Even though we paskin like the Shachli Rakhi says Esmol Garmla, only Esmol, not not more than Esmol.
That's specifically here because the last one was different,
or
even if all of them were.
Okay. So good question. Let's let me just mention one other thing. Let's go to the beginning. Chava says the Chava das that if all 3 times it was Kvitza de Esmol, then it's Yomim Lechudaihu. Okay. And then there's a Dafkam Rasa base poem at center saying game the whole gimel poem la rasa yom kvitza tolin be yomim the chudai mashkaz with asachod baze ein latiko kinilma mashkazavti el sifkaton your test here is a little tricky. It's a little mysterious. Really, you'd have to open up the Chavos Das to see what he means here, because it's learned from what he said in Sifkat Yotes. What did he mean in Sifkat Yotes? Let's open up the Chavos Das. I think this is in, he says, maybe Chavishim on the Gimel, if we get the short form. What is it? Been called Gemal Panim or Philo 2 out of 3. Russell Yom Shah Pizza Lorm in Pizza Small Gurm, like Yom Gurm, King Shabbos of Yom Shavim. Here's the rest of the things. Okay, Shalom Yom Yaduim. Verasa Gilvon Yoshanaka in a Surak Yoshanaka pizza, which is you want pizza. Okay, let's get these cases down. And why do I want to get these cases down? Here I'm cheating a little. Again, I don't think you're ever getting excited about pizza, but you could easily have questions about Vestos Hagof that happened Esmol, etc. So this is where some of the, you know, so we're going to need some background for this. So what does the Tavos Das say? He says, again,
didn't we say they have different standards?
It's a kol shekein or an open question. Okay, so let's just review what the Tavos Das tells us here, right? This is basically Tshuva, Sidkatan, Chat. What does he tell us? He tells us that, said Shach, right? Kafta Birosh Chodesh Virasa, Kafta Birosh Chodesh Virasa, Kafta the Erev Rosh Chodesh Virasa Birosh Chodesh. What's the lacha there? We follow the shach and the gra, and it's kvios le fitza plus rosh chodesh. Okay, what's the next thing we learned? Kafza birosh chodesh v'rasa. Kafza birosh chodesh v'rasa. Kafza eid yamim lefnei rosh chodesh v'rasa birosh chodesh. Kvios Lerosh Chodesh Grinda. All right, we don't go 2 days beforehand. What's the next case? Kafza, the Erev Rosh Chodesh, the Rasa Rosh Chodesh. Kafza, the Erev Rosh Chodesh, Rasa Rosh Chodesh. Kafza, the Erev Rosh Chodesh, Rasa Rosh Chodesh. What's the Kafos Das tell us? We don't do three tweets of the Espels. Kvios Lerosh Chodesh Grinda.
Are we concerned about Vesashin Kavua for the deep part of Chodesh? Meaning anytime you have three pizzas, we treat
Because we blame it on the Rosh Chodesh and we assume the pizzas are coincidence. Now, what does he say? I'm not going to tell you the last thing the Tavos Das says because it comes out of your test. This is what it meant. You don't have to be another. I just Tavos Das. Kafta Virasa Lamacharas. Kafta Virasa Lamacharas. Kafta Virasa Lamacharas on different days. There's no pattern. What's the dinner? Pizza the Esmol three times, but without a pattern of days. Do we say a triple pizza the Esmol Garam law if there's no other option? Over here, we don't say three pizza Esmol or even two pizza the Esmol Garam laws if there's another option. Right? What we add here? Let's add here this case. Pizza bit. Erev Chodesh v'rasa, kafza the Erev Rosh Chodesh v'rasa Rosh Chodesh, kafza meaning a double kvitza de esmol says Rosh Chodesh grida, pure Rosh Chodesh. Right? We don't say, but what if we have a triple kvitza de esmol without any days? So there's no other option. Do we just say it's nothing, or then do we blame the kvitza de esmol? Reasonable question. Says the Tavos Das there. This is a, it's not a kvios, right? Because it ain't no kavua, right? But it's an ain't no kavua le machras yom kvitsa. Meaning she has made as much as she can with kvitsa greater, which is an ain't no kavua, for the day after she's kofate. We will say a triple kvitsa desmol garam law, and there's no other option of blaming on the day. That's the finish of the Tavos Das. Again, I don't know how likely this is, but we will say triple kvitza de esmol if there's no competition. There's no other option to blame it on the days. Okay, that's what he meant there. Now, the question is, how does this affect? Here, the achronim don't go back and go through all this when it comes to what they call vestos hagof. But this could, the symptoms. But when it comes to symptoms, already, these things can happen all the time. A woman gets a certain feeling, and a day later, she gets her period. Meaning, there are people who do these things, all kinds of natural method for their natural. It's the same exact natural method for birth control or for increasing fertility. Meaning, to find exactly when you ovulate, which is correlated with when you get your period. And you know, the basic way is based on body temperature. When she wakes up in the morning before she even moves and changes anything, her body, she uses a special thermometer that goes down to like the hundreds of degrees and figures out her exact temperature. And if she traces that over the month, she can tell exactly where what her cycle is doing. And not naturally is through those blood tests, which you can just check for hormones, see what her body's doing. But that's obviously not as convenient. Basically, I would venture to say that every woman, if she really wanted to, could find a vesis, a group of symptoms, that there's something she can measure in her body that will tell her exactly when she gets her period. You know, that there's only, when she has exactly this temperature spike, 15 days later, she always gets her period. I'd venture to say most women, if they want to be Sherlock Holmes and do a lot of investigating, could find something like that. Does that count? It's not S-mold or other things. A woman, you know, she has whatever the cramps, she has greasy hair, whatever it may be. And always 2 days later, she gets her period. So do we apply the same rules? So the Badi Shulchan quotes later on. He quotes that, even though the Node Behuda, which part of this is Node Behuda? This is the Shach of this set, Shach Negra. This is the Node Behuda. This is the Chavostas. See, this is the Chavostas. Even though the Nehuda says you don't say Kfitza the many days beforehand is Garam La, that's only in Kfitza. That's one of the differences. But in Vestos Haguf that are normal, in normal Vestos Haguf, the body Shulchan Aruch Shor, right, course, says the exact same thing. You say Vestos of any amount of days is Garam La. So if she has some symptom in her body, even if it's always a 2 day, a 4 day, a 6 day, etc., then that counts as a Veses Kavua, even though it's many days beforehand. So we don't accept this. Node Behuda says the Badei HaShulchan. And of course, that for Vestos HaGuf, we will attribute to a Vestos HaGuf Lefnei Kamadonim. And that is a difference between Vestos HaGuf and Vestos Kfitza. So this Node Behuda we would not apply to Vestos HaGuf, which is our nickname. Remember, so in Kavidalti, we confused Vestos HaGuf is very broad, but in the jargon of the post-game, Vestos HaGuf means symptoms that happen automatically. For Vestos HaGuf, we'd even be Choshesh Lefnei Kama Yamim. So if a woman knows that it's certain thing is always 4 days later she gets her period, that is a Vestos Kavua. It's Mafkiya everything else. It's Kavua L'chol Devar V'inyan, even though it's 4 days beforehand. If it happens 3 times in a row, obviously. If it happens 3 times in a row on a certain day, then it's only the symptom plus the day. If it happens three months in a row on different days, then it's just the symptom. If it happens, you know, 2 months in a row, and you know, you get S-moles, et cetera, then you work it out. Yes, then it
can.
No, one time, even though we'll see later on, we're close for one time your symptom of the guf, that's only the same day. Otherwise, the entire self.
Maybe saying more that because the versus Jesus won't say it's Kavua and that gets rid of any other Jesus.
It will get rid of everything. That's what we saw in the end of Kapeidah. If she has a vestus symptom of the guf, she's no longer going to be in this, whatever, it's just the guf. If she has a vestus kvitza, then she still has to give on a beingness because she has the choice to not jump. And again, it's not up to you. That's your vestus kavua for everything. And the truth is that it's really not uncommon nowadays that women would have a vestus haguf. Kvitza is uncommon plus. That women have a vestus haguf. Many women don't because it's the same. But there's a couple days here and there. Yeah, I know. Whenever I get this symptom, I'm like, oh, you know, it's within X days of my period, but it could, you know. But many women have vesis kavua l'guf. If a woman wants to be Sherlock Holmes, every woman can have a vesis kavua l'guf. So I'm sure if you checked enough factors, you would find something, you know, and you did enough tests. You know, if you do a blood test every day, you could for sure become a vesis l'guf. I mean, I don't know why anyone would want to. It's just theoretical, but I'm sure if you were enough of a detective, everyone could find a vesis l'guf. Okay, but we haven't even really gotten to vesis l'guf. So let's finish off vesis pizza. If you confess. Kafta b'yom yadua kigom b'rosh chodesh over ech b'shabes v'rasavo b'ir came v'shlosha v'shecha d'shem v'shlosha ech b'shabes. And again, it could be haflaga, it could be chodesh, it's all the same. Kavala v'eses, that's kavala. Morkav is kavala. That's clear in the Gemara. V'choshesh l'chol pamsha tekil to osos man. V'macharkach higi ech b'shabes lo kafta, so kafta b'sheni b'shabes. Ene choshesh asher lo kavala l'fin shalach b'shabes. This should be obvious to us. If three times she was jumped on Sunday and saw, then if she jumps on Monday, that's nothing. Because that's not what she was kavea. If Sunday comes now, jumping, that's nothing. She's only kavea for jumping on Sunday. And the shach here points out something obvious. She can only be kavea for jumping on Sunday, right? If three Sundays pass and she doesn't jump, sorry, only oker. Then if Sundays pass without jumping, she's not oker. If she jumps and it's not on Sunday, she's not oker. To oker, she has to jump three times on Sunday. I mean, if she doesn't have to, if she wants to be oker, she has to jump three times on Sunday.
She can have a goat for Liam and Kavua and also a cholesterol, right?
You mean a Vesis Kvitsa?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Because it's not a stira, because she can choose when to jump or not. The Pisri Tshuva here points out two things. Pisri Tshuva Kav Beis is also just applying. What if she jumps three times on Rosh Chodesh and bleeds. Then jumps three times on Rosh Chodesh and doesn't bleed, but doesn't have a different kavua. It's still waiting to be resurrected. If a year later she jumps three times on Rosh Chodesh and bleeds, it comes back. Chaf Aleph is... No, once. Sorry, I meant once. Yes, it comes back. Chaf Aleph is more of a chiddush. Here's an interesting one. He says, how about for a flugga? Let's say you want to do a flugga, right? I don't know, 32-day a flugga. 32-day aflaga jumps and bleeds. 32-day aflaga jumps and bleeds. 32-day aflaga jumps and bleeds. What about the one before those? Let's say she bled stam, and then 32 days jumps and bleeds, 32 days jumps and bleeds, 30 days jumps and bleeds. Does that count? Does the aflaga have to be from a re'iya or from a jumping re'iya? So that's not so clear, but the Chavos Das writes that... it has to be from a, he writes a slightly different case, but he basically says it only counts the flugger from jumping ria, not from a regular ria. And I'm not, you know, I wouldn't worry too much about the capital of Maisa, but he says, interestingly, it's not that flugger from your last period, it's that flugger from your last jumping period. That's how a flugger works with Vesis Kvitsa. It has to be a flugger from another case of Kvitsa. Okay, well, you can make this very complicated. We'll just leave that as a principle and we won't make the applications and we'll move on to your tests. Okay, your tests. Now we're moving on. Shmuel, could you get the board? Yeah. We're moving on to the next. These, as I said, are very common. I would say the vast majority of women have some physical symptom around the time of their period. Most people don't. You know, unless you're Sherlock Holmes, you won't necessarily have a kvias, but just being more or less around. But most women have some physical symptoms. So says the enlist the mission of Samach Gimel. It's like classic Vestagoth. Yesh kovas vesas de mikram shirbu gufa. A woman can be kovas vesas through things that happen in her body. Now, the mission lists these things, and it's all machlok shonen what they mean. What is mifahekes? So it's a three-way machlok shonen, and What are all the achronim doing in the machlokes rishonim? What the symptom is? They say the symptoms are lav dafka anybody. Like you're all right. You know, it doesn't have to be the exact symptom in the Mishnah. So if there are three pshatim what it means, then even though the Mishnah only meant one of them, but they're all true because it could be any symptom. So what is vahekes? The hainu kodesh posed through also machmas covid. Okan shapsech piv machmas covid. Two kinds of yawning, right? You open your mouth to yawn or you stretch your limbs to yawn. That's called burping, right? It's either yawning, which of course there are two ways to notice yawning. I mean, sometimes you'll yawn with your mouth but without moving your arms or vice versa, I don't know, or burping. Oh, what does misateshes mean? Derech mata, literally means sneezing. But he says derech mata, right? Because that's the pshat of the Torah and others. But the Tosos and the Rambam, as the Shach proved by putting together the Rambam with the Aruch, say misateshes means farting, flatulating. But maybe it means sneezing, literally. So says the Shach, means either one. Okay, the Machaber left it out, but means either one. Ochoshesh b'kresa, or she feels a pain in her stomach or her genital, her womb, right? That probably means cramps, right? What we just said, tzira kadachos are chills. Or maybe it's also cramps. You know, it's always hard to tell exactly what they're describing. Oh, Shirosh Birk Femorlao. Or her limbs and head are heavy on her. I mean, she feels sluggishness and tiredness. And I mean, everyone feels tiredness.
She feels some unique kind of
sluggishness. And it could be other things also. If it happens three times, and each time it happens, she bleeds. She has a vesis, and whenever one of these things happen, she has to refrain from tashmish. Umi, however, says, but piyugo itas shal pam achas. Pam achas doesn't mean 1 month. He means if she sneezes or burps once, even three times in a row when she bleeds, that's still coincidence. What does it mean sneeze once? Ein vesis nikva. El sheoskin har beipam zeh har zeh. Meaning each month, it has to be more a few sneezes or a few burps or a few farts. Because sneezing once is just statistically insignificant. Meaning it needs to be 3 times, 3 months, but each month she needs to have a few sneezes or a few burps or a few yawns or a few farts, because otherwise just statistically insignificant. And everyone does these things pretty frequently.
Where's the line between something that's normal and something that's abnormal? Meaning people don't normally have cramps, but people normally sneeze. So would there be a fit between this
list? Yes, I think here he only means things like sneezing. Yeah, only things that happen to everyone every day. We all sneeze all the time. We don't all have cramps all the time. So that's why I think it's only piyago itos. Meaning he says piyago itos alpamachs. No, that's not something that happens all the time. Right. It can happen in weird cases. If you're sick, whatever. No, he only means piyago itos, things that happen all the time. Things don't like happen all the time, you know. People like, not all the time.
She's having like a fit of sneezing, or she just does a lot very sneezy that day. Like, what's like? It means a person sneezes 3 times. Like, people walk outside and see the sun and sneeze.
That's a great question. What exactly is the getter of harbe pa'amim? It's very hard. It's very hard to use your common sense, even, because it's where do you draw the line, right? There's always a common sense of this side of the line and that side of the line. Where to draw the line, common sense never has an answer to. That's why you need laws. Let's see if the body of Shulchan is good at these little details. If he quotes any poskim, we'll give an exact number. Yeah, because I brought it to that other thing. The answer is he doesn't say. How much is a lot of sneezing? I would say, you know what the real answer is? I think what Michael said before, whoever it was, I wasn't paying enough attention. Something unusual. I mean, if every day she sneezes five times, and sneezing five times is irrelevant, right? I mean irrelevant because then she's okay the next time she sneezes. It's irrelevant. It has to be something unusual.
Can we use the same what like real Vestas Kavua now? Instead of, because what we talk about at Vestas Kavua is three times, but that could happen, in theory, that could happen by certain, like by chance. So could this be more like, if a woman knows that this is what this means, she's getting her period, then that's what's going on. If she's three times, like, okay, so it happened three times, like, if it's a real deal, she knows that that means she's getting her period.
Right, but the problem is, how do you know if it's coincidence? No, but if it's one sneeze, then I don't think that's it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So then they would,
right. I think what happened is that, but I think the getter would be something unusual.
They use cramps, right?
No, cramps is obviously not something you expect every day.
Right, I'm saying, but it also makes me that it's always 2 days before she sees me, like, because that's.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it always needs to be, the Shulchan Aruch only envisions the day that she sees, based on the Kavazdashi, or if it's always 1 day before she sees, and based on the postgame going against, not against the Yehuda, but limiting, adding a caveat to the Yehuda, if it's always 2 days before she sees, but if it's always random, she gets these cramps, whenever she gets these cramps, she sees within the next 5 days. That's not a Vestas Kavua. Not a Vestas Kavua, because it's the same as I always see between days 27 and 32. You know, stress. Not stress. It might be a Trumas Adesha and neck in a Vestas Kavua. I mean, Lachor it is. Everyone's, I never see without getting cramps in the previous few days. And I think if she doesn't have cramps, she's like the Trumas Adesha would say, she's Nick about to not see now. But it wouldn't be a Vestas Kavua.
And that's
not the question that's on the internet. Lanias Daiti Kay.
Lanias Daiti,
yes. It's not a big Kua because if she doesn't get the cramps, then she's pregnant and that's not a big kula. It's going to be very uncomfortable for 9 months. It's a big kula. It's an investment.
We're based on
common sense. I'm saying anything could be coincidence, but that's the rules of Estos. Okay, my turn. So let's continue. Okay, etc. Meaning they don't have to have Zman Yodua, only Veses Machmas Ones, which means she did something to her body. That, according to the way we Paskin, is not Kobeya Kavua without a dick. But a Veses Hagof is, that's the stuff. Don't say anything about days. That's like a classic Veses. That's not something weird that Rafuna brought up and they found some obscure makar about. The Mishnah, Kalisha Sheishla Veses. The Eloi Vestos, what's a Veses? I understand. If you go on in the later Mishnayos, and you get to Amud Beis, then Yom Tesvav and Yom Chaf, and et cetera, et cetera. The Mishnah starts out, the first Mishnah of Vestos. The first Mishnah of Vestos says, Kali Shishlo Veses, Daya Shaitav Eloi Vestos, Befahekes, Umetateshes, Vechoshesh, Vikresim, Shulimei Echa, Shofah, Sukhmin Smar Moris, Ochzun Osav, Chenka Yotz Behen, this is classic Veses. You don't need a day. Samach Gimel and Aleph in the Mishnah. 63a in the Mishnah. Okay. And the, so we'll know, Sif Chav Dalet is 63b in the Mishnah. And then at the end of 63b, you get to days. But it's interesting in the way, I'm not saying this is the Hashkafa of Chazal, the Halacha of Chazal. I'm just saying at the very least, I'm making a ha'ara that the way Chazal ordered the Mishnayos, Elohim Vestos, not like in the Kala classes, start with a calendar with an app. Elohim Vestos, et cetera, and then you talk about these, right? This is classic Vestos. Again, they don't teach this so much in the Kala classes, but I think they should. Maybe the Kala won't have anything Kavua, but maybe she will. Okay, Viter. If it happens stam, it's a veses, even if it's not a specific time. The above veses goes on you, but what if it happens to come at a certain time? Doesn't mean of the month, it means morkov with the haflada. Then it's a veses morkov, meaning if it happens at different times, it's a veses pure guf. And if it happens all in the same time as Vesas Morka, Ve'ena Choshesh El Shnei B'Yachad, basically it's more kal to have Vesas Morka. If it happens three times, sneezing fit on Rosh Chodesh, and she bleeds three times, then she only Choshesh when she sneezes on Rosh Chodesh. And if the day comes without the sneezing, Rosh Chodesh comes and she doesn't sneeze, or she sneezes and it's not Rosh Chodesh, then she doesn't have to worry. And then we'll get to the Ramah. Let's just give me a second. That and that. Yeah, let's get to the Ramah. You got it. Did you get this board already?
Thanks. Take it again.
Okay. Yeah. Worse is worse. Whatever.
It's always easier to just take a tap and say shot them.
So if the happens, like it always happens, but it's not clear how many days it'll be. No, it'll every time she had a cramp, it'll always come. It'll be 1 day, 3 days.
Then that is not a Vesas Kavua. But I said before, I think that would be a Trumas Hadeshes Vesas, that if she doesn't get a cramp, she won't get a period. But it's not a Vesas Kavua. It's not a Vesas Kavua.
As long as it's not like clear to the owner.
Exactly. It has to be to the owner, right? Not just the day. Whenever we see day, we really mean owner, day or night, because days and nights are not the same. Now, again, I will just add that remember we saw a note to be Huda in Kuf Bei Dalet who says, if a woman has a range, she has to be choshesh for the whole range. I think it's usually common sense. Let's say a woman always gets cramps and three or four onas later, she always gets her period. Reminds them of Ikra Din, perhaps that wouldn't be Kvias Vesas, but I would be Machmir. Because, you know, at a certain point, if the odds are pretty decent and there's something scientific about it, and like, you know, I would use my common sense in that case. Okay, let's just put on the board for a second the differences. Well, we need to read Chaf also to know the differences. Let's read Chaf. I know we didn't get to the Ramah yet. Piyakash shtei pa'amim rosh chodesh v'rasa, v'chakach piyakash lo rosh chodesh v'rasa, huvra davar she'en rosh chodesh gorim ela piyok, right? Piyak twice in rosh chodesh, and she saw, and then one piyok. Not a Rosh Chodesh, Igloi Melsa, it was really a Piyok. Chen Pamashlishis Rasa Rosh Chodesh, well, Piyok, or Radovar Shayna Piyok, or Mela Rosh Chodesh. Meaning a third time makes an Igloi Melsa on the first two times. Twice Piyok and Rosh Chodesh, if the third is only Piyok, it's only Piyok. If the third is only Rosh Chodesh, it's only Rosh Chodesh. Well, if Piyok is Shtepam Rosh Chodesh, Pamashlishis Piyok of Achavtes, the Chodesh, Lo Rasa, Rosh Chodesh, Rasa, Lo Piyok. Right? What about Piyok de Esmol? Right? The Gemara never says anything about Piyok de Esmol. But Kavala Beses, the Piyuk Shal Rosh Chodesh, a Piyuk Shal Esmol, Garan Lu Yosh Rosh Chodesh. Then we say Piyuk the Esmol is Garan Lan, it's Piyuk of Rosh Chodesh. Why? Well, think about it. If you paskin that Piyuk the Esmol is Garan by Kvitsa, then Kal Shekain by Vesagov. If Kvitsa the Esmol is Garan, Kal Shekain Piyuk the Esmol. And if Kvitsa the Esmol is not Garan, then that's what's meant in the Gemara by anything Machbas Onis is not Koveya. But since it's not Machos Chodesh, it is Kovea. So we might have shocked this Mukher from the Gemara. Yet if Fita Desmol Garam, then a Kolshi in the Piyuk Desmol is Garam. And if Fita Desmol is not Garam, that's the perish of the words. Fita Machos Onis, not Kovea. At least probably. And therefore, if it's not Machos Onis, it is Kovea. So let's just put on this on the board for a moment. Where's my chapter register? Again, these things are more likely to happen, perhaps. Again, the college teachers don't tell the women to look out for them, but I think they should. You know, I'm not going to yell at the college teachers. But what's three cases? Piyaka, Rosh Chodesh, Virasa. Piyaka, Rosh Chodesh, Virasa. Lo Piyaka, Rosh Chodesh, Virasa. It's a Beses Kavua, Rosh Chodesh. Right? Because Igloi Mel said enough to do the Piyuk, it was coincidence. Piyaka Rosh Chodesh Rasa. Piyaka Rosh Chodesh Rasa. Piyaka Shelo Rosh Chodesh Rasa.
Loyosa, it's a Vesis Kavua, but Pihok.
Yeah. For natural symptoms and days, equal strength of causing the.
I think so.
Okay, so why don't we go after roles in these cases? Meaning we have two equal causes and we have.
No, because one of them is three times and one of them is only two times.
But if it's equal.
Three versus two is like right. 100 versus zero. Because the rule of Iguay Milsa. Basically, three is a proof, and that proof is Iguay Milsa.
The last case, Piyaka, Virosh Chodesh Virasa, Piyaka Virosh Chodesh Virasa, Piyaka Virosh Chodesh Virasa, equals a Veses Kavua, Lit Pihok, Virosh Chodesh. Let's remember what that means. If Rosh Chodesh comes, she doesn't have to worry. Stop. If Piyuk on a different day, she doesn't worry, stop. Only if she does Piyuk, what does Piyuk mean? She wants a Rosh Chodesh, right? It can mean different things. Then she has to worry. And the last case is, of course, one of the things we'll get to is, did that mean she could stop sleep with her husband on Rosh Chodesh? What if she starts yawning and leaves the middle of Tashmish? Okay, we'll get to that, right? Meaning it gets a little complicated because it's not up to her, right? But at the very least, let's say Rosh Chodesh passed and she didn't yawn, she doesn't need a bedika, right? Because there was no vessels.
My last case, Piyaka Rosh Chodesh Virasa, Piyaka Rosh Chodesh Virasa, Piyaka Erev Rosh Chodesh Virasa Rosh Chodesh. We for sure say Piyaka the Eskol Garamla. This is for sure, it's not controversial, and therefore, he has a Vios Le Pihok plus Rosh Chodesh.
And she's Piyak on air, which was the next time.
That, and it, you know, the Achronim don't say this, but it seems logically that this is more chomer. Because next month, even if she has Piyak on air, Rosh Chodesh, she has to be closer to Rosh Chodesh. I think you're right.
Wouldn't you say that over? Being had the sound case.
No, I don't think so, because I don't think you would say Piyuk to Espel Garmlo without a Levis Asaf, without a concrete basis. I don't think we'd say it in a stop unless we had a basis.
We know we have best Kavua for Piyuk under Shodesh, we wouldn't be Choshesh that Piyuk.
I don't think so. I think we'd only be Choshesh if we had a reason.
Let's turn back in that case. What about the day she was Piyuk itself?
She would not have to worry.
So there's the Rosh.
Okay, now. Let's just do, yeah.
What happens if the next month she was Rasa and Rosh Chodesh without Piyaka?
Next month, Rosh Chodesh without Piyaka. Do we say Igloi Milsa? It wasn't Piyak to Esmol, it was really Rosh Chodesh. Did that tip the scale? That is a great question. And the answer is I don't know. It's got to be someplace in the Achronim, maybe someplace in the Badim Shulchan, but I'm not going to start looking for it now because. Like, if I don't know what I'm looking for, you know, I'm going to spend a lot of time. That's a great question. That's a great question. My intuition is, I would say, Vigloimil said it was just Rosh Chodesh, but I can't prove it. Now, let's just go back to the Ramah in your test. It says the Ramah Vadaka Shekava Vessel Shnei B'yachad. If she's Kovea Vessel, this is only for Pig and Rosh Chodesh. But what about the following case? Kihaka Rosh Chodesh Virasa. Clearly, she was not Kobea anything. Only happened once. What's the din? But the first time, she's Choshesh for each one separately. She's Choshesh. For both of them, for either of them separately, here you have a bit of a machlokas. Says the Taz in Lamed Vav, he brings down from the Beis Yosef. That's what about in this case? Says the Beis Yosef. Big chumra. Says the Taz, the no, she also has plus Vesesh Eino Kavua, Lerosh Chodesh, plus
Veses she'eino kavua lepiyuk.
That's a big chumra. Even though she was kovea for the combination, we're still worried on the level of einu kavua for each one separately. Points out the Taz, the Ramah is meduyuk against that. We pass it against it. Because Ramah says that that's only when there's kvias. But when there's no kvias, she's koseh she's einu kavua for each one separately, which implies that when there's kvias, she's not. But the Ramah says he denies this. And we, Paskin, like the Ramah. Why? Because it's Deacon the Ramah. Says the Ramah, when it's Eino Kavua. What does the Ramah say? Let's just read this. What does the Ramah say? Says the Ramah, she has a Vesesh She'eino Kavua Lirosh Chodesh Greda, because maybe it's Rosh Chodesh, and a Vesesh She'eino Kavua Lepiho Greda. But the Ramah's Lashon is, that's when it's kavua. If not kavua, she has an in, then she has to worry about two separate inu kavuas. In which, when you have them three times, she doesn't have to worry about the two separate inu kavuas. That's mocher against that base. You'll see, we are not choshish that base at all. We pass them three times, then it's only them together. But if it happens once, you never know. Maybe it'll be them together. Maybe it'll just be Rosh Chodesh. Maybe it'll just be Pihok. So you have to be choshish for all the possibilities. Says the, you're going to ask this question. So says the, that's not what I was thinking of. Okay, who's going to ask a question? No. Me, yeah. I am going to assume not, because we're more makeup that way. Certainly, the way we pop of what would Beis Yosef say? The answer is I don't want to say for sure. I know we, obviously. But I don't want to promise. I don't want to promise for sure. I just wanted to check one thing. Right. I just wonder if the Beis Yosef might have some other differences. So I don't want to promise.
What?
No, I think you would say we don't do such things.
So,
I think
that's
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I'm not sure. Okay, I was looking for something else. I'm sorry. Here it is. Okay. So the Bali Shulchan brings a fascinating machlokas. Is there a third Einu Kavua here? Does she also have a Vesesh Einu Kavua for Murkav of Pihok and Rosh Chodesh? And we'll see that in the future sequence. But meaning, what if next time she yawns, no blood? Next time Rosh Chodesh comes, no blood. And then a month later, she yawns on Rosh Chodesh. Does she have a Vesesh Einu Kavua? Well, he brings down a machlokas about that. And he thinks that Machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Chavos Das.
They only have once.
Even only happened once. Like, she have two endokavuas or three endokavuas? So he thinks that is a mafloksa pronoun, and he wants to be macher, which actually does seem logical, according to Rabbi Paskin. So
the next 2 months, she didn't see them very well.
The next Rosh Chodesh, she didn't yawn and didn't see. Then she yawned on Tezvav and didn't see. Then she yawned on Rosh Chodesh. Does she have to be Choshesh? Not crazy, right? Okay, so says the Bar Yishuv, he wants me. Plus Veses Sheino Kavua LePihok Piros Chodesh. Okay, and that's what he thinks is a machlokas. Maybe we'll get to the background for it in a moment. Now, here is very, very important. Chavos Das and Pesvei Tshuvos of Kotten, Chavdal. Two very important Pesvei Tshuvos. And then I'll mention, summarize something else. Chavos Das. This is what we mentioned before. What does he say? Let's go to this case. Take this case. What happens? What's the day? If Pihaka Erosh Chodesh, then she's Bocheshes. But that's a Kavua, right? She's a Sura until she does a Bedika. Bocheshes, Levesas Kavua. If Pihaka Shelo Erosh Chodesh, again, we're talking about this case. Right. Then the Beis Yosef would say Chosheshes Kamo Eino Kavua, and we would say the Diyuk of the Rambam would say Eino Chosheshes, and we Paskin like the Rambam. But here's the tricky part: if it is Rosh Chodesh. And there's no pihuk yet. What if there's Rosh Chodesh and there's no pihuk yet? Beis Yosef can say, in a couple of pashut, right? Says the Beis Yosef, Chosheshes Kamo Eino Kavua, and we don't hold Beis Yosef. But what do I must say? So, says the Chavos Das, and I think this pashut based on what we'll see soon, he says, even our mother would agree to my son. Why? Because she can't engage in Tashmish. Because what if in the middle of Tashmish, she yawns and bleeds? So there, now, he makes it a little more complicated. We actually don't have the whole, everything the Chavos Das has to say about this. But says the Chavos Das, in this case, Filu lefi Rama, Chosheshes Shema Tifaneik v'tireh. Let me translate this Chavos Das. Meaning, even according to the Rama, she can't sleep with her husband in that Ona, because maybe she'll yawn in the middle of Tashmish and bleed. It's just that, really, in the end, the Rama basically are the same. If the Ona passes and she didn't yawn, she's free to go without Bedika. But she can't sleep with her husband, she might yawn in the middle. We saw a Chavos Das about this in the Pesukei Tshuva in Kuf Bei Dalet, who actually says it depends what kind of case it is. If it's Piyaka Rosh Chodesh V'Rasa, Piyaka Rosh Chodesh V'Rasa, Piyaka Rosh Chodesh V'Rasa, then every Rosh Chodesh she expects to yawn and bleed, so she can't sleep with her husband. However, what if over a year, 9 Rosh Chodesh she didn't yawn, three Rosh Chodeshes, she yawned and bled. Then she's mochsak that whenever she yawns, she'll bleed. But she's not mochsak that she yawns every Rosh Chodesh. So in that case, she'd be allowed to be with her husband. So he actually says it depends on different cases. That's really just the application of logic. If she yawns every Rosh Chodesh, every, of course, being three in a row. Right, but if every Rosh Chodesh she yawns and sees, then of course she can't be with her husband. What if she starts yawning in the middle of Tashmish and then bleeds?
Right, would we say the same thing? Don't we have to say not? Because if there was even for the Bezios, because if you would be Chodesh as for both as an Eina Kavua for
No, but it's Bezios, it's Kavua for both them together.
No, for both them together, but if, but then for each one separately also he said that it's an Eina Kavua. So what if it were for, you apply that also to Pizza?
Right, so I think Bezios might say yes.
But if we say yes, then let's say she has for Rosh Chodesh, she has the bestest Kavua for Pizza of Tashmish. And she would have a message to Eina Kavua for her whole life for Tashmish. She wouldn't be able to do her husband there.
You mean in the case of Tashmish on Rosh Chodesh?
She's Kavua for Tashmish on Rosh Chodesh. So then that would mean that she could never have Tashmish because it's an Eina Kavua every day. Tashmish.
No, you could just say that Lo goes through Hay for the Yafshar in that case, maybe. But I hear your time. Maybe you're right. Okay, that's a good time. Although you could get out of it. Okay, let me just chazer for a second before we get to something very alohol maisa. All the differences between Vesas Kfitza and Vesas Aguf. What are all the differences between Vesas Kfitza and Vesas Aguf? Vesas Kfitza and Vesas Aguf. One is, if it happens three times on random days, and by Vesas Kvitzos, that's Machlok Rishona, whether it's Kavua or not, right? And we Paskin. Again, it's Machlok Rishona. There might not be differences, but we Paskin. What about another? What about the Esmol? Do we blame it the third time on what happened yesterday? Right? Meaning, right, twice, Birosh Chodesh Verasa, then once, the Erev Rosh Chodesh Verasa Birosh Chodesh. When it comes to Besagof, we say it's Kavua Morkav. Right? Meaning, Kvitza de Esmo Garvla, or Pihok de Esmo Garvla. What about when it comes to Messes Kvitza? So that is a Machlokas Rishon. This Machlokas. It's Machlokas. And according to the Machaber, right, not according to us, but according to the Machaber, but Fima Chaber, it's Kavua L'Rosh Chodesh Greda, but we don't Paskin with us. Right, so that's only difference between Chaber, not a good way we Paskin. What's another difference that we mentioned? How about
we Paskin that
Fisa Nesvold Garba? We Paskin is no difference, but we Paskin. We Paskin, it's the same as Vesas Hakov. Okay, how about another case? How about if it happened once? What if it only happened once? What does the Shach say? We Paskin, in this case, it's Eino Kavua Le Pihok and Eino Kavua Le Yom. But what did the Shach say? If it happened once, said the Shach, nope, only
Eino kavua lepihok plus the yom.
No, we're only choshing eino kavua with pihok and the yom. We're not choshing the eino kavua just pihok or eino kavua.
Not pihok, obviously. I should be eating pizza. Right, of more kavua. Right, so that's many, many differences. What other differences have we mentioned? I'm sure there are more, but how about the like I said about Shochan and others, how about a pattern of two or more days beforehand? Before Riviya.
So what do we say? By Kvitza,
says the Poskim, that it's not Kovei of Eses if it's two or three days before. But by Vesta Sagoth, it is Kovei of Eses, and that is the modern day Poskim.
Right, so those are some of the differences that we've seen between Vesta Goth and Vesta Kvitza.
Before we just read a couple more seats with him, I want to mention very, very crucial this Bechuva Chav Gimel. Let's even read it together. It's talking about a kind of a sagot that's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch.
The Gemara Chashav Nami, Shofas Dam Tomei Mitoch Dam Tohar. Another example, the Gemara says that she bleeds Tomei blood, Tomei colored blood, after bleeding Tohar colored blood. Like she has a good color, and then afterwards has a bad color. So the good color is like a vesis. It's something that happens to her body, which proves that the bad color is coming. The Hadash Vidal Poskim, why is the Poskim going to be upset? Called Damatam Achsiyola, because that's only when they knew which reds were okay, which reds weren't. So nowadays, since we don't know which reds are Tahar, so they didn't bring it. I'm choosing a Shuach, which are there, called some Duhadim Rasa Tchilakin Mudla, Achar Zedam, Naim Shavas Dam Tam Tok Tam Torah, Dina Tvarim Nechonim, Zedei Tara. But we can have a case nowadays. She has some sort of mucus discharge that's not red at all, or that's not blood at all, but always happens right before she gets her period. And that would be a Vesis Kavua. Meaning, if you think about it, like as far as Vesis Taguf go, like all these things tie into the menstrual cycle, but the thing that's closest biologically is actually what comes out of the uterus. And this is super duper common with Zvanasek. It's super duper common with Vanizet that a woman will see a certain brown, almost red color, not almost red, I mean, a certain brown color. That's okay, but it always happens like right the day before she starts bleeding her red period. Then that would be a Vesis Haguf. Or now again, now that we don't really, you know, most of the, I know what happened in the old days in the Hargasha, what's very common. A woman might also have spots of red that's a tummy color, but it's okay because it's a kesem, because she doesn't feel it coming out, and then it's small and it's on colored underwear or less than gris, etc. So basically, a woman can have either a red that's a kesem that happens to be mutter according to the rules of ksamin, which we haven't learned yet, or a suspicious brown that always comes before her period. If so, that's a classic vesta guf. It happens three times, that's her vesta guf. So if a woman notices, again, if it also happens random other times during the month, then it's not a Vesis Haguf, because then it's always ochre itself, which is a brown thing, and doesn't bleed afterwards. Like, you might never Vesis Haguf every time she has a cramp and doesn't get her period. That's an Akira. Okay, but many women will, they'll for sure, they know they're getting their period tomorrow. What do you mean, no? They don't know 100%. They know, minastam, according to the normal pattern, which is all Vesis require. Vesis doesn't require 100%. Vesis requires, according to the normal pattern of things. A woman will say, every once in a while they're wrong. A woman says, I know I'm getting my period tomorrow based on whatever. And, you know, once every 2 years, she's wrong. And then, okay, she shouldn't have jumped to conclusions, etc. It's always good to have epistemological humility. But don't jump to conclusions. But nonetheless, in the normal derechol, the woman says, I know I'm getting my period tomorrow. How do you know you're getting your period tomorrow? Very commonly, because I have a little something in my underwear. And whenever I look something, means the flow is coming the next day. That's a Vesis Haguf. Whenever she sees a little something, the something are taller. But they're a Vesis. Right? She's not Nida, but she isn't a Vesis. Maybe it's only Vesis the next day if she pays attention, you know. Or one of them, or two of us later, or three of us later, whatever. And therefore, so if a woman pays attention to this, she might be able to be kovei avesis. From this came a minhag that's not in any of the classic svarim, only the modern day svarim. There's a minhag of all the poskim that I know nowadays. I don't know all the poskim in the world. Minhag of all the poskim that I know nowadays is, and sometimes you need common sense how to apply this, when a woman has a suspicious stain, then the poskim will tell her, you know what? You're not a nida, but refrain from tashmish for 24 hours to see what happens. And if it clears up, you're okay. Sometimes we'll be confused. What do you mean? Either it's tahor or it's tummy. So the rabbi has to explain. No, no, no. It's a vesis. The minig is to consider a suspicious stain a vesis. Why? Because women are not taught by their college teachers to pay so much attention to their vestas hagof. They're only taught to use the calendar, or they have that the calendar. But so many women, if they did pay attention, would realize that they have a vestas hagof for something of a certain type. And since the women don't pay attention, and you know it's hard to like tell everyone in the world to start paying attention, they developed a minig instead. Since it's so probably they paid attention, they would be kovei avesis. Therefore, we have this minhag that when she sees a suspicious stain, which is the scientifically the closest predictor of a period, then she should report for 24 hours. Why? Because like minastam, most vessels go for like within a day, and then mimarusha. If she keeps seeing the stains, if she gets her period, she got her period. It's a good thing she reports. She sees another stain, she should wait another 24 hours. See what happens, and if she's clear, then it was meaningless. Now, if a woman keeps track of everything, then that's even better than keeping this minhag. But it's like an accepting minhag of poskim that suspicious stains, you tell the woman refrain from 24 hours. You explain to her, don't refrain from 24 hours because you're needed for 24 hours. No such thing as that. Refrain from 24 hours because you're not a nida, but you might get your period soon, and you don't want to get your period in the middle of tashmish because that would be an aveira. And that's the minhag of olam. You know, question is what's called a suspicious stain, right? So in general, we assume that a red stain that we're matur because of ksamim is a suspicious stain, unless it happens to her every day, and then what are you going to do? I mean, technically, it's an akira. And we assume that a brown that always comes around her period is a suspicious stain, and particularly if it's coming at the time of the month when we would normally expect a period to come.
Is it dependent more on color, more on time of the
month? Okay, so here it's a little tricky exactly how to implement this minhag, because the other tricky part is, and here this is more of an Eitzah Tova and less of an Investos. Let's say she's just spotting a little spot and it's not the time of the month. So we don't really expect her period. But if she sleeps with her husband, he might find some blood on himself after being together, and then she'll be anida and you know have been mishamish benidasa, even if it's just a little spot. So a little spot which the man finds himself after tashmish is matame. So therefore, the maisa, if it's the time of the month and it's suspicious, then I think it's pasha that we should apply this minhag. Again, it's only a minig, it's not my ikra din, because it's based on some approximation of what we think would be approximating some perfect application of halacha. Technically, it's not how halacha works. What you haven't proven halachically doesn't exist. You can't approximate, you can't make up things instead. Technically, it's just a minhag, which means that if it's a shasav chak or something, that's a different story. But lemaisa, from what I've seen, if it's around the time of the month and there's something suspicious, then we'd be machmir. We tell them to wait 24 hours, even if it's the middle of the month. If it's red, just mutter because it's a kesem, that's a small size or color, etc. Then we would also tell them if, you know, it's practical for them to, if it's practical, if it's going to be every day for a long time, that's not practical. But we'd also try to be machmir even in the middle of the month if it's red. So from what I've seen in the poskim, if it's red or suspicious brown at the end of the month, we tell them wait 24 hours because we all know your period's not for sure going to come soon, but it's likely to come soon, which is all you need. As likely as any of the three times patterns of sure and what, et cetera. Even in the middle of the month, if it's something red, we should just get off on a kesem technicality. Then we would tell them to be poor for 24 hours if it was, you know, a practical solution. If it's happening every day for the whole time, that would be poorish until she gets her period. It's not shaykh, but if it could, would be possible to be machmir without ruining without you know without ruining their ona, then we would be machmir. No, so since this is not a mukhrach nesses, then for sure we'd be nikkel. Although again, that means within common sense, you know, there's you know, a person. You know, I think they can use their common sense of even if we're making a chibuk v'nishuk, not to get into a situation which would be awkward.
We would start chanting also if she ends up seeing you start chanting from
these
5 days.
Would we start counting the 5 days from this? That is a great question. It's not the simen. The answer is whether we start counting the 5 days depends on whether they were usur or whether they were being machmir. If the rabbi told them it's kedai to be machmir, then you couldn't count that as 5 days. Yeah. If the rabbi told them it's usur, then so maybe it depends on the style of the rabbi. If he's from Gush, and he always tells people suggestions and possibilities, then it wouldn't count it to 5 days. But if he tells them, no, you're usur in these circumstances, you're usur for the next 24 hours, then I think as long as they had a psak that it was usur, we can count that for the 5 days. Usur of Vestos. Vestos is an Isser. Yeah, but, you know, that was. What?
We don't like to
see, but not about that. Yeah, I'm not saying I made it up based on my logic. I'm saying kach nagu. It's a minig of the Rabbanim. It's a minig of the Moria. It's a minig that I've seen everywhere. It's all based on this Pesach Chuvachav Gimel. It's a widespread minig. I don't mean it's only Rabbi Willing or only whatever. It's a widespread minig.
Well, that's
correct. But since we don't know if this always happens, one owner before, two owners before, anything, basically say first from one night of Tashmish, 24 hours. Because it's all an approximation. It's all
an approximation. As far as the previous one, like calling it Usher.
Correct, but it's a minhag. But look, if the binding minhag, then it's also we keep minhagim. This is a little tricky. No one knows exactly. You know, if the minhag would go back to the 1800s, then it would be, you know, this is a minhag that I don't know how far it goes back. You know, I don't know if it goes back too far before. Definitely goes back to before I learned Hilfus Nipa. But I don't know how far it goes back. So it's. I mean, someone has to do like a, you know, a research paper on how far this minute goes back. You know, I don't know. Sorry. Okay. But that is very, very lemaisa. Let's just run through Chaval of Kofes, which are pretty straightforward, except for one funny line. Chaval of Piyakam Rosh Chodesh, this basically should be all things I already said 30 times. Piyakam Rosh Chodesh, Rasa, Vachazra, Piyakam, Vachazra, Piyakam, Chodesh. What do we say? If it happened once, you have to be choshes both ways. Zayin a kavula. Choshesh lo sapiyuk. You're choshesh for piyuk stam. Vasu l'shamish at shetivdok. Shekol veses bein shel yom bein shel agof choshesh lo b'pam achas. V'yishlocho shem a tikva ves l'piyuk. Maybe you're on the way to three piyuk, so you have to be choshesh zayin a kavula. B'loz man yadur. That have nothing with time. V'im bargin shel osu. What if she sees? No, she didn't see you in the piyuk. Ain't a choshesh l'piyuk. She was okay the piyuk reida, because it's okay once. Choshesh Rosh Chodesh. Don't worry about Rosh Chodesh because she also has an income of Rosh Chodesh. She may take for the Rosh Chodeshim. Tell her she's okay one Rosh Chodesh. V'chein adin b'yomim in piyaka yom piyaka l'sof shloshim, meaning yomim, meaning aflaga. Im defaik afilu sheyol b'yom shloshim, choshesh ato so piyak. She may take for the piyak reda, right? She's an income of for piyak. Piyaka b'sof shloshim lo rasa. In a trichalach is all the piyak reda. She was operated at once. All trichalach sof shloshim, 30 days aflaga reda. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. And we're going to have to stop here. I just want to mention there's one Taz who finds a strange line. Taki's right, the strange line in the Mechaber. What is the Mechaber saying? In Chav Aleph, Asur l'sham shesh tibdok. Beginning. Piyak rosh chodesh rasa v'chazur piyak v'sochim yachodesh v'oshesh l'osu piyak v'asur l'sham shesh tibdok. What do you mean? It's eino kavua. In Ka'ainu Kavua, she's not a Surah Shamash at Shetivdok. Only in Kavua, there's an answer B'dievet if she tells she does B'dika. In Ainu Kavua, the Chachila, maybe she has to do B'dika. But B'dievet, she's not a Surah if she forgot to do B'dika. So what does this mean? So that's basically my chlopsi in the Taz and everyone else. The Taz says from here is a big Chumrah. Piyok is more Chumrah than days. Piyok is so Chumrah that even Ainu Kavua, the B'dika is Ma'akev. She doesn't do that. She says, that's a big chiddush, right? What about
Eino kavua de pinuk. Says the Taz al pi loshon ha-mechaber, and the Taz is absolutely right. That's the pshat of the loshon ha-mechaber. Doesn't mean it's true, it just means it's pshat. Pshat is not the truth. Right? Is that it's more chaver. And the dika is ma'akeves b'di'eved. She can't sleep with her husband until she goes with dika. Everyone else denies it, says can't be.
Correct,
but still, it seems unprecedented. All the achronim say nope. It's the same as veses yamim in eino kavua. If she didn't do bedika, she's fine. Ah, what did the mechaber mean? So now everyone has their own pshat as to what the. Everyone has their own shot as to what the mechaber meant. The Torah Shlomo quotes the Bach and the Prisha just meant
it's a little dachik.
L'chachila, she shouldn't be sleeping with her husband unless she does a bdika at the time. But if she forgot, she doesn't have to. That's a little dachik in the words. Then she's a sura, and l'chachila she should do bdika. The Nekudas HaKesa makes a little chiddush, which answers a question of Leon before. He said no, even with the evit she needs a bdika when. Let's say she has a vessel of yamin that she always sees at 6 o'clock on Rosh Chodesh, and 6 o'clock is 5 minutes before Shkia, and she forgot to do bdika, it was Eino Kavua, Rosh Shkia Tein, she doesn't have to do bdika, right? Because the Ona's over. So when it comes to Pihuk, if 5 minutes later the Ona ends, she still has to do bdika. Because since Pihuk Greida is not connected to a day, so even if the ona ended, if it's still close to the pihok, she can't do tashvish without a bedika. So it's a little chomra. Says the shach, the nekudas hakesef, shach, a small chomra. Meaning small chomra is that she's asura, for he didn't say exactly what the gether is. For a few hours. Hours without bedika. Yeah, she's not a sort of the time passed, but even if the ona passed, if it's still within a few hours, she has to do bdika. Even if the sun rose or set, as opposed to yamim, where once the sun rises and sets, your putter, over your little bottle carbono, comes to Pidiok. Yeah, he's not saying she's a sura legamre for a few hours after the ona ends. But she has to do bedika if it's still within a few hours. He says, Mamoflag, I translate that as a few hours. Okay, so he says a little chomer, the Bach of the priest, and most of them say no chomer, just the lashon of davka. And the Taz says the big chomer. Lemaisa, how do we paskin? Is a great question. I haven't really seen so much of the Voskin, but it's the Sabra that we should make a compromise, paskin like the middle chita, paskin like the shach. That's a small chomer. Of course, the bedika is not akiv filling of kavua. But you get a small chomer to really draw the line, and you can say, yeah, if it's within a few hours, just the next ona, then since this is not really so calendrical, then you still have to do a bedika.
So would you always mark on the time exact?
No, I mean l'chachila, you do bedika right away, right?
So this is for the next time.
You know, it's like if the next time she yawns right before Shkia and forgets to do bedika, right? Three times she yawned and bled. The fourth time she yawns right before Shkia and forgets to do bedika. No, not three times. Once she yawned and bled. The next time she yawns right before Shkia and forgets to do bedika. So the Taz would say she's asura forever until she does a bedika. Big chomer. The most achronim would say, no, she's moteris after shkia. The mechaber didn't really mean it. He just meant l'chachila. The Taz Gamri says, yeah, that night she can't be with her husband without a bedika, but the next morning she doesn't have to worry about it. So his chomer is just that the time extends a little. Within a few hours you need a bedika. I mean, that's all he means. You don't have to know what time it was last time.
No, the chomer is still one.
But
so
the Taz, you have to do bdika sometime, no matter how long. Correct. Okay.
We will continue Amir Tashem on Tuesday.
August 20th is next.